Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your body, your health. Now, the Kingham OX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
You may be taking common drugs that can cause depression.
Are those pills you're taking making you depressed? A new study suggests a third of Americans are taking prescription or even over-the-counter drugs that have potentially depressive side effects. We're talking everything from common heart medications to birth control pills, even antacids. The report comes on the heels of a string of high-profile suicides and a report that suicides have risen 30% in the past two decades. Experts say about half of all suicides are among those suffering from depression and other mental illnesses.
House Republicans are tackling the opioid crisis.
House Republicans are pushing a series of over 30 bills related to opioid addiction in an effort to slow down the number of overdoses and deaths related to the crisis. Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter is also a pharmacist.
I saw this epidemic evolve. I saw it evolve over years. I've seen the impact that it's had. I've seen lives ruined. I've seen careers ruined, families ruined.
One of the bills being considered would create a new class of drug compounds related to the extra powerful painkiller fentanyl.
In the midst of an opioid abuse epidemic, researchers say they may be on the brink of creating a non-addictive painkiller.
Researchers say it's not a narcotic. It's 50 times more powerful than morphine, yet not addictive. A.J. Yekurila is the co-founder and chief scientific officer for Blue Therapeutics.
It targets receptors in the spinal cord where you are able to reduce the perception of pain without targeting areas of the brain which lead to, the addiction side effects.
The so-called molecule Blue 181 is getting financial support from the National Institutes for Health and the Defense Department, which sees it as a promising treatment for wounded veterans who are especially prone to opioid addiction.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KingMOX.com/health.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.